And now this is a dictation for Mary Natzel, N-A-T-Z-E-L, October 947. Address as a letter to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, a follow-up for Mrs. Natzel. Hypertension, chronic kidney disease, last visit in September, no hospital emergency room. There has been melanoma removed from the right side of her back, squamous cell on the right side of the face, follows with dermatology, Dr. Nash, NASH in Midland. She has a tooth abscess requiring a amoxicillin to see dentist tomorrow. Took few days of Motrin and that has caused significant high blood pressure. Denied chest pain palpitation dyspnea. Denied bowel urinary changes, no gross edema claudication. She has problems with memory. Next paragraph, her only blood pressure medicine is bistolic. Takes narcotics at night, Tylenol. Next paragraph, prison weight 132. Blood pressure, I checked myself, 200 over 70 on the right side, the large calf sitting position. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness, no masses, no edema or gross neurological deficit, mild decrease hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries from March, creatinine 1.09, GFR 53, minor decrease of sodium, normal potassium, upper bicarbonate, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, mild anemia 13. I will consider that normal. Next number, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, systolic hypertension of the elderly. A CT scan angiogram was done. Left kidney artery is open, right-sided was around 60% stenosis. Both kidneys were normal size, no obstruction. Interventional radiologist did not place any stent. The blood pressure exacerbated by the anti-inflammatory agents. She's going to call me a few days off the medication. She's already on a high dose of bistolic. I might need to add a second medicine. Idea, ACE inhibitors, ARB will be the best option. If we do that, we will monitor potassium, creatinine to make sure that the change of kidney function. Police should discuss with the patient at length, end of dictation.